or forfeit the match.
I see people around me who are hurt, and it is wrong to not speak up.
Black Lives Matter at School is a declaration that Black students deserve to be taught the truth and that their lives have value.
It gives students not only of color, but of other races and ethnicities a chance to see different cultures.
We have lessons for every single day, Monday through Friday. So there's about 2 to 3 principals per day that are connected.
We participated in this last year, and a lot of feedback we got from educators who have never really experienced ethnic studies in the classroom was that their students were more engaged in this content than they had ever seen before.
I learned so much through that really empowered me as a Black man. This is probably the first time I really was excited about school. You know, it's something that I'm passionate about now.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, February 6th, 2019. Here are the main points again. Oregonians rally in Salem for the new clean energy bill. Schools across the country participate in Black Lives Matter in schools this week to kick off Black History Month. The Portland City Council votes to give a settlement to an officer who fatally shot an unarmed Black teen. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Emily Gresham Beamer, Leslie McLam, and Jenka Soderberg. The producer is Rachel Hartley, and our engineer is David Koisters. The director of Evening News and Public Affairs is Rachel Hartley. A podcast and transcript of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Leslie McLam.
And I'm Rachel Hartley. Coming up on Thursday on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 9, on Voices from the Edge, host Joanne Hardesty tackles the City of Portland's participation with the Joint Terrorism Task Force. At 10, Flashpoints is off today. On Between the Covers, Ken Jones speaks with author Thomas Constan and his new novel, Lake City. At 10, on Black Book Talk, Patricia Welch, Emma Fort, and O.B. Hill speak with author Renee Watson on her new book, Watch Us Rise. At 11, it's Heather McCoy, who speaks with organizers from No More Freeways PDX. Then, in the second half of the show, she interviews houseless people enduring freezing temperatures this week on what services they think the city should provide. Up next, we will hear from Dan Raphael for Poetic Justice, and then news from the Boo. All of this KBOO programming is made possible by member support. To become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
KBOO News poet Dan Raphael watched Trump last night, and now he's in a state.
Last night's State of the Union was Trump's state of bliss. The government he rules all spread in front of him, millions watching on TV, a beefy male chorus shouting, USA, USA, whenever he wanted, applause every 30 seconds. I'm amazed he didn't swoon from the perceived adulation, but this man just gets hungrier for more. If there was a climate crisis, Trump would have mentioned it. The socialists want to take over our country, which the oligarchs already have. No democracy here. So many empty promises in the air, one could get high from lack of oxygen. Such a constant stream of BS, I trust the congressional floor has good drainage. We need a wall. We're doomed without a wall. Who needs windows when we have computer screens? Who needs facts when we have a president who can make them for us wholesale? Thanks to Trump, America now leads the world in manufacturing lies and fear. All kneel before the power that can shut America down, the power that can make someone president of another country just by saying so. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Today on News from the Boo, we feature audio testimony from today's hearing at the Portland City Council on the Enhanced Service District for the Central East Side neighborhood, where KBOO studios have been located since 1983. KBOO took a stand in opposition to the district, instead supporting an alternative measure proposed by houseless advocates called the Compassionate Change District. The Enhanced Service District proposal was passed by the Portland City Council after hearing from nearly 50 community members, most of whom were opposed to the proposal. Here is the audio from today's council hearing.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners, thank you. My name is Adam Tyler. I'm the president of Killian Pacific. Killian Pacific is a locally owned and community-driven owner, developer, and manager of real estate within the Portland-Vancouver metro area. Killian Pacific has been in business for nearly 50 years, and our company has been invested in the Central Eastside community for nearly 20 years. We invest in the communities in which we live, and we intend to hold our investments for multiple generations. We currently own and manage 9 city blocks within the Central Eastside district. Thus, we represent myriad stakeholders and businesses. This includes over 1,500 employees and residents occupying a variety of affordable makerspace, over 300,000 square feet of industrial office space, over 100,000 square feet of retail space, and over 300 residential units. The Enhanced Services District is important to us because we take a community-driven approach to enhancing thoughtful, relevant, and lasting communities. As developers and owners of real estate, we have a unique responsibility to improve the health and well-being of our communities. This means providing essential services, self-betterment opportunities, and most importantly, listening to the diverse perspectives that will better connect people and place to enrich our lives. The ESD is an essential tool to bring community together, to create stronger local partnerships, and to invest responsibly in one of Portland's most diverse and rapidly changing employment districts. Killian Pacific strongly supports creation of the ESD to ensure a safe community for all who work, live, visit, and experience it, to ensure enhanced pedestrian experiences that provide clean public spaces filled with creative expression and unique identity, and to ensure continued focus on innovation to fuel economic vitality and prosperity for all. Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners Udaly, Fritz, Hardesty, and Fish, on behalf of the Central East Side and Killian Pacific, I urge you to improve our Enhanced Services District.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioner. My name is Ibrahim Mubarak. I've been a houseless activist for over 21 years. I'm neither for or against it until I see some more improvement. My concerns is the lapse of time that the city and will help find a safe camp spot for the houseless community. And we've been waiting for about 4 years since Brad Mawson and his crew supposed to find us one, and that's people is dying now. My concerns is that the grassroots organizations like Right to Survive won't get into this bid to pick people in the houseless community. It'll go to the academic organizations who don't have really the contact with houseless people. Where Right to Dream 2, I'm proud of the statistics. When I was there 2 years ago, over 400 people got housed, 450 people found work, 88 people went back to school, 33 people stopped using drugs, some got hired at Central City Concern for their trash pickup, 18 women kept their baby, and we had that success all by people, peer-ran, not peer-based operation. And also the crime went down in Old Town Chinatown, and when we left, crime went up. And I'm concerned who would get those grants to help that. I'm also concerned on, do we get to pick the houseless community instead of the academic picking the people that live in the streets and not going to their services? I'm concerned about the policing, that how would they get the sensitivity training? Would they get training from grassroots organizations, or would they get training from the police themselves? I have more, and I know I have to go. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Mubarak.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mayor. Ibram, mm-hmm. I know, because we've been in conversations with Central East Side Industrial Council, mm-hmm. that they have a strong desire to hire houseless people as part mm-hmm. of their security team, as part of the community cleanup team, mm-hmm. as trainers to make sure that people are using trauma-informed practices in their interaction with the community. And I know that you can't put all those words into a contract, okay. but I'm watching the Central East Side Industrial Council members who are in the audience nodding their head up and down because they remember those same conversations. Mm-hmm. I believe them. I believe that they want to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Having 3 to 4 houseless people on the board actually gives you a good group of people to actually push to make sure that these mm-hmm. commitments are kept. And so you're not for or against. So I want to say, based on what I've just reminded you of, do you believe that this could be a model that we would want to actually implement, not just in the Central East Side, but in other locations?
Of course. This is setting precedents, whether when they do it good or bad, but we want to make sure they're doing a good thing and including the grassroots organizations such as Right to Survive.
And so you do know that that is the desire, right?
That desire. I have desires to eat
chocolate. So would you feel more comfortable if we invited you and Right to Survive and Central East Side Industrial Council, say, to come back in November and give us a report back on how well you're working?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, I that was just a question.
Okay. We can meet. Thank you,
yeah.
Nick
so
Fish.
I'm seeing people's hands
man.
Go up and down.
Say yes.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's what it's going to take, right?
Okay.
We're not
yes.
going to fix all the nitty gritty right here at this meeting today.
Right.
But if people with good hearts and goodwill are willing to do the hard work to put it together, we've got your back, right?
Good. Okay. Right. Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
My name is Sandra, and I represent VOLS Workers' Rights Education Project. Our organization has been a neighbor in the Central East Side for the last 20 years. As you had seen in the presentation from the CIC, they champion the fact that they helped create VOLS as an organization. And I just want to highlight that that process was much like this one, where the community had to pressure businesses in the organization to not view our constituents as nuisances, but as people who contributed to the vitality of the Central East Side. And so we are proud of the work that the commissioner, the mayor, the city council has put forth in order to put our voices up front, but we're still concerned by some elements of the proposal that has been put forth, primarily the fact that majority of the funds in the ESD are geared toward private security. The CIC is touting their work with Northwest Enforcement, and as an organization working with St. Francis Church, who recommended us to collaborate with Northwest Enforcement, we have not seen the trauma informed response that they continue to discuss. We see folks who are not prepared to engage with houseless folks, who are not bilingual, who don't have a culturally based response. And that's a huge concern for us. The people that we serve require people who understand where they're coming from, who are willing to provide services that are peer-based or peer-run, and are willing to work with them to get them to those services, not to connect them to the police. The history in Portland is clear that we need to focus on and support people who are dealing with these issues, and we cannot support a proposal that's focusing on security and policing our communities. That does not make us feel safe, that does not make us feel included, and until those terms are changed, we cannot support the ESD as proposed.
My name is Danielle Clock, and I'm the executive director of Sisters of the Road.
This year marks 40 years that we've been actually working and organizing beside our unhoused neighbors. Every day that Sisters is open, we welcome 10 new first-time visitors to eat and contribute to the care of our space and community. Meanwhile, outside, arrests of people experiencing houselessness have reached more than half of all arrests in the city in 2017. Old Town has not received relief from the existing ESD there. When reviewing the claimed value of an enhanced service district, the words used mean different things to different communities. For many unhoused folks, clean means sweeps and loss of belongings. Safe means prioritizing the comfort of housed residents, while unhoused people are oppressed and driven out. Clean and safe, well, that means harassment and compounded trauma. Private security in the Central East Side Industrial District will recreate the problematic dynamic that clean and safe perpetuates in existing ESDs. The CEIC says that they want a truly innovative kind of ESD, but even with the negotiations that have moved forward with the Compassionate Change District Coalition, it will not adequately address the issues that lead to citations and arrests and compounded trauma of our unhoused neighbors, specifically safe sanctioned camping, garbage removal, access to porta potties. Portland Loos are not adequate. Without taking the time to address these core needs before approval of this ESD, criminalization of poverty will continue. This is not compassionate. A sense of urgency and rushing is a characteristic of oppressive patriarchal culture. Sisters of the Road actively works to dismantle these oppressive structures. The rushed and pressured nature of these negotiations with the CEIC cannot have an outcome that truly takes into consideration all of the necessary factors that would contribute to an equitable outcome. We oppose the formation of the ESD, and we ask the council to do so as well.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Hi, my name is Hyung Nam, and I'm speaking as a representative for the Portland Metro People's Coalition, which represents a growing coalition of about 20 community organizations, including the Portland Association of Teachers, of which I'm a member. And in a subcommittee of the PAT, we gave unanimous support for the concepts within the Compassionate Change District, and the executive board is deciding on that this afternoon. We expect that they will support our concepts. And I also personally live within six blocks of the Central East Side and go to the Central East Side all the time. So we have some serious concerns about just ESDs and bids in general. As you may have seen in the Western Regional Advocacy Project's report with the Berkeley Law Center in California, they really have been about privatized and public policing, criminalizing homeless people and excluding people from cities. And these districts gentrify areas, and you know, when we hear these concepts about or idea words about livability, security, or cleanup, we have to ask, you know, for whom, right? When we talk about cleaning up trash or property, whose trash, whose property? And we're concerned that all must have a right to the city, and we have some serious reservations about these kind of public-private districts. With that said, and then one other thing, major concerns and fears about the new opportunity zone and expected gentrification with billions of dollars pouring into Portland. With that said, I want to thank Commissioners Hardesty, Udaly, and Fritz for really working with the community on making some significant amendments here. And one of the ones that I want to really highlight is we really need a firm, safe sleep camp tied to sanitation and lockers and services, because you know, at the heart of this, if that falls through the cracks, like what's happened with Right to Dream 2, none of this really means anything.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Patricia Kahlberg. Thank you very much for letting me speak today. I am a physician and the former medical director for Multnomah County Health Department, and over two decades of medical practice, I came into contact with probably, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 homeless persons, and a lot of those people were my patients over a period of years. My problem with this ESD is the way the problem is framed, which is that the houseless are a problem because they are unsightly, they create waste, and they make the rest of us feel unsafe. I think as long as we frame the problem this way, we are not going to address the underlying problems of the houseless. The ESD is a step in the right direction. I don't think it goes far enough, and it needs some more improvements. I also agree with a previous speaker who pointed out that the ESD is one more example of a cash-strapped public agency having to rely on private entities to solve social problems which are not theirs to solve. That is our community's problem to solve. Two things I want to point to specifically. The CCC offered up evidence-based, peer-run hygiene and security solutions, which would have cost annually about $500,000. Somehow, the entity ESD, which is going to spend $800,000 on parking, found that to be too expensive and out of their scope. So I didn't understand that. The second is the problem with the board composition. And I just want to point out that the CEIC was unable to recruit a single houseless person to serve on their advisory committee. So I don't have a lot of confidence that they'll be able to recruit and retain three houseless persons. So those are my concerns. I think we can do better. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
My name is Elizabeth Kinneman. I'm here because Sarah Rudolph, working people have to work. We both organize with Portland Assembly, the East Central NAC, and we are here to make a statement that we will not endorse the formation of a business improvement district or enhanced services district in the Central East Side until carceral concepts included in this contract are removed and not just rebranded. We recognize this proposal for what it is, an attempt to capitalize on opportunity zones and prepare the Central East Side for the next boom-bust land grab. We will not endorse the contracting of Northwest Enforcement with public money as a way to police the poor and unhoused, even under the guise of a low-barrier uniform, whatever that is. We believe that the city knows statistically that sweeps do not work and are a destabilizing and pernicious policy that you yourself said you want to remove, and yet you don't. So how can we assume that you are not just appropriating language from the eminently preferable counterproposal by the Compassionate Change District in order to make this CEIC proposal more palatable to people who want to pretend like they care? We instead endorse the CCD proposal as it is eminently more ethical. It is providing more agency and support to the communities who are the most vulnerable, who you want to help, or so you say. Your development is trash if it's built on the bodies of your most vulnerable neighbors.
Hi, my name is Jenka Soderberg. I'm an employee of KBOO Community Radio, and I come presenting a statement on behalf of KBOO that was unanimously approved by the Board of Directors at KBOO. KBOO Community Radio supports the Compassionate Change District proposal and opposes the amended Central East Side Industrial Council's proposed Enhanced Services District. KBOO Radio has owned its headquarters at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue since 1983. That's within this district. We have been a mainstay in this neighborhood and community as the nation's oldest fully independent community radio station, founded in 1968. For 50 years, KBOO Community Radio has embraced values of peace, justice, sustainability, and democracy and pursued a mission dedicated to equitable social change. We also have Right to Survive Radio, the only radio program by and about houseless people. We support a vision of the city that expands the commons and reduces the use of punitive policies and measures. Any program that uses public funds, which affects the lives and well-being of Portland residents, must be democratically governed and designed foremost to address the needs of the community, particularly the most vulnerable. We support the CCD coalition members, including Right to Survive, VOES, Sisters of the Road, the Western Regional Advocacy Project, Portland Metro Cutthroat People's Coalition, the ACLU. These are organizations that should be leading, defining, implementing, and overseeing the program. Portland has been experiencing a structural housing crisis that is expected to get even worse. Real estate developers have identified the Central East Side as the next hot site for gentrification and are branding it as an area for creatives that could outdo the Pearl District. We're grateful to Commissioners Hardesty, Udaly, and Fritz for their support of the CCD proposal and for their leadership in facilitating the negotiation process with the CEIC despite recent changes to the proposal. However, the plan remains fundamentally at odds with the core values, mission, and vision of KABU. We do not want to repeat the failed practices of other enhanced service districts, which rely on private security and policing for gentrification and profiting from the resulting rising property values. We oppose the use of private security patrols to target unhoused neighbors, exclude them from public space, and push them from one block to the next. We urge the City Council to fully adopt the counterproposal for the Compassionate Change District.
Fritz.
This is obviously a very important moment for our city, for the Central East Side, and for people who live outside. This is a new kind of proposal, which I hear is not as far as many of the advocates would like to go. It's a lot further than we've been for quite some time. I vividly remember meeting with the East Side, the Central East Side Industrial Council and their property owners with Right to Dream 2 with Mayor Hales when we were trying to put Right to Dream 2 at Southeast 3rd and Harrison. And I think hostile might be a good way that I felt, at least, whether that was meant. But part of what the conversation was, Mayor Hales said to the, there was concerns about, we already have a lot of people living outside, we have a lot of problems in the district. If you put Right to Dream 2 there, there will be more problems. And part of Mayor Hales' response was, well, then you should form an enhanced service district and do what the West Side has done in terms of providing some services. And the answer at that time was, no, that's your job. Well, now the property owners are voting to tax themselves, and the tenants are also presumably going to be providing some of that funding. And they've come up with a proposal which attempts to look at everyone's interests around safety and stability. There's still a lot of work to do, and I greatly appreciate the Compassionate Care Coalition for your steadfast advocacy for houseless Portlanders. And this proposal is much stronger and more inclusive than it was a month ago. And in particular, thanks to Ibrahim Mubarak, Lisa Fay, Sandra Comstock, and many others in that coalition. The VOS Workers' Rights, the Workers' Center has also been extremely helpful. I want to thank Barry Sutton, who is a frequent visitor to each of our offices, advocating for more services for people on the Central East Side. I think he had to leave, but I do want to thank Barry for continually bringing this to our attention, like on a weekly basis. So if you think that we don't hear about this, know about this, of course, many of us are in the Central East Side a lot, so we see it with our own eyes. If we didn't, we would certainly have Barry reminding us, and I appreciate his advocacy. Thank you, the East Side Industrial Council, especially Kate Merrill, Juliana Lukasik, and Brad Molson, for your responsiveness to the Compassionate Change proposal and for the resulting revisions, which should give houseless individuals and advocates a real and more equitable position at the table. As was pointed out, that is easier said than done. And in particular, when there was only one representative of the houseless community on a committee, well, of course, nobody wants to show up and be the only one. I was the only woman on the council for 8 years. I know that. and we are, so the support, the proof will be in, can you make this work? And I do appreciate that there is much more acknowledgement of the need to be welcoming and inclusive and truly mean that. I support Commissioner Hardesty in asking for a report before the end of the year. One of the things that I will be looking for in that report is, are the people who started serving on that committee still serving on that committee? Have they felt like they have been included? And I would like, I'd ask also for you to include all of our offices in as you prepare for that report to make sure that we are going to get the information that we need. Thanks, Commissioner Hardesty, for your leadership on this, and Derek Bradley on your staff. Jamie Jamie Duhamel on Commissioner Udaly's staff. Thank you, Commissioner, for your suggestion of requiring a report on police contacts. I think that's very important because the safety ambassadors are ambassadors who are going to be helping with trash cleanup and providing contact connections to community services. They are not empowered to move people along, and I think that's really important to emphasize that. Thank you to Seraphie Allen in the Mayor's office and Asena Lawrence in Commissioner Fishy's office. Every member of the council had staff who were very diligently engaged on this on almost a daily basis for the last month. Thank you especially to Claire Adamsick on my staff. And I'll be watching this, as you know. I've been concerned ever since I started helping Right to Dream to find a new spot, and I'm happy that they're there, but that's a permanent, a temporary spot too. And we need 20 Right to Dream 2s all over the city, or 40 or 50, so that people can have safe space, that they organize themselves and they take responsibility for that. I was very encouraged to hear the Lloyd Enhanced Service District representatives coming in and saying they've looked at yours and they are going to learn from you. And hopefully we can all learn from you that this is a better way to do things, in a way that doesn't put other taxpayers at risk and provide services that are so desperately needed. Thank you all. Aye. Before.
And you were just listening to News from the Boo, featuring testimony at today's public Portland City Council meeting on the Enhanced Service District for the Central East Side neighborhood. That is the neighborhood that KBOO Studios are located. The Enhanced Service District proposal was passed by the Portland City Council after the hearing today, with nearly 50 community members testifying, most of whom were opposed of the proposal. You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. Please join us.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Sexbots Cat Party on Saturday, February 9th at 9 p.m. at the Bithouse Saloon in Portland. One-woman art pop trickster, The Sexbots, is back with a rap album about losing it and becoming a cat lady. This album has recurring themes of violence against women, street harassment, loneliness, and quietly watching one's life disintegrate. This event is the album release party and features kitty go-gos, a cat lady costume contest, and a pet psychic.